Welcome to the Blue Ocean Advent Devotional Podcast. This is day 8. I'm Emily and I'll be your guide. Let's start with our moment of gratitude. I'll give you 15 seconds of silence to think about something that you're thankful for and then to thank God for it. Let's begin that now. Now let's move on to our petitionary prayer. Today we'll pray that God's peace will rest on our loved ones. You can start by praying something like, "May the peace of God rest on," and then insert the names of your loved ones as they come to mind. Let's take about 30 seconds of silence to pray. Our scripture reading today comes from Psalm 88, verses 1 to 18. Now, before I read it, this is a prayer that's coming from a place where the writer feels utter despair. Right? The psalmist describes like being put in a place of desolation by God. And that may or may not be true. I tend to think not. But we can all relate to being in a bad place and feeling like God has maybe abandoned us. And what I notice is that the psalmist is continuing to look for God and for hope, even in that despair. But let's just listen to what that psalm says now. "Lord, you are the God who saves me. Day and night I cry out to you. May my prayer come before you. Turn your ear to my cry. I'm overwhelmed with troubles and my life draws near to death. I'm counted among those who go down to the pit. I'm like one without strength. I'm set apart with the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, who are cut off from your care. You've put me in the lowest pit, in the darkest depths. Your wrath lies heavily on me. You've overwhelmed me with all of your waves. You've taken from me my closest friends and have made me repulsive to them. I'm confined and I cannot escape. My eyes are dim with grief. I call to you, Lord, every day. I spread out my hands to you. Do you show your wonders to the dead? Do their spirits rise up and praise you? Is your love declared in the grave, your faithfulness in destruction? Are your wonders known in the place of darkness, or your righteous deeds in the land of oblivion? I cry to you for help, Lord. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. Why, Lord, do you reject me and hide your face from me? From my youth, I have suffered and I've been close to death. I've borne your terrors and I'm in despair. Your wrath has swept over me. Your terrors have destroyed me. All day long, they surround me like a flood. They have completely engulfed me. You've taken from me friend and neighbor. Darkness is my closest friend." So we'll close today by meditating on the phrase, "You've put me in the lowest pit, in the darkest depths." I want to take a few moments now to meditate on how sometimes it feels like God has abandoned us in our distress. And even in that space, what it means to continue to cry out to God, right? I cry out to you. You've put me in the lowest pit, the darkest depths. Let's take a few moments. Our concluding prayer. Creator, almighty and everlasting, you've brought me in safety to this new day. Preserve me with your mighty power, that I may not fall into sin nor be overcome by adversity, and in all I do, direct me to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus my Lord. Amen.
Oh come, Emmanuel. Some captive Israel. That that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice.